afternoon, my brother and I will be both taking part in this sermon. The topic will be such as is common to man. So we want to take a look at a few things that are common to man. We get this phrase from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. Let's read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. It says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Now let's look at some things that are common to man. First of all, death is common to man. Let's read Numbers chapter 16 and verse 29. It says, "If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me." Also, Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 reads, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." We see from this verse that death entered into the world, and sin comes by that, so all men sin, and death comes from that. Turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. If you read from verse 5 all the way down to the end of the chapter, you'll find that all these men died. And it says, after each person, "and he died." So all of us are going to die. But as Christians, we have the hope of heaven if we'll do his will. And death can be blessed. Let's read Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. Revelation 14:13 says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works befollow them." And also Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21 says, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Secondly, temptation is common to man. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13 again. 1 Corinthians 10:13. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye might be able to bear it." We see from that verse that we will be tempted, but God will not allow us to be tempted above that we are able. Let's read James chapter 1 and verse 12. James 1 verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised them to them that love him." We need to endure temptation so we can receive a crown of life. Turn over to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. It says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." The devil is always at work trying to get us to sin. So we have to watch out for temptation and pray that we will endure it.
We have looked at two points already, death and temptation. But when I think about the topic, such as is common unto man, I think about, thirdly, faith. Faith is common unto man. We get this from Titus chapter 1 and verse 4. Which says, "To Titus, my own son, after the common faith. Well, first of all, when we think about faith, I want to ask the question, what is faith? Well, turn with me to the book of Hebrews. To the book of Hebrews in chapter 11. Read with me in verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So we have a definition of faith right here. And as you continue reading through the same chapter, there are so many examples given of people who had faith. For example, in verse 4, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice." In verse 7, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark." By faith Noah prepared an ark. So we have examples and a definition of faith right here. But another thing I want to point out in verse 6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So the first phrase there, "but without faith, it is impossible to please God." We need to remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But we've looked at these examples, but how do we get this faith? How do we obtain this faith? Well, we know that Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. And after we have heard God's word and applied this faith to us, that faith that we have will lead us, will cause us to obey God. But once we get faith, we have to always strengthen our faith, to continue working on our faith, because faith can be weakened. It can be strengthened, it can be weakened, it can be weak or a strong faith. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, we will read verses 19 and 20. It says, holding faith in a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. The latter part of verse 19 says, again, faith have made shipwreck. And also 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. In verse 18, it says, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrown the faith of some. So these both verses says that faith can be made shipwreck, or can be overthrown. So we have examples of this, that we always need to work on our faith, to strengthen our faith, to keep it strong in the Lord. But continuing on faith, we should have an unfeigned faith. That is a genuine or sincere faith. Turn with me back to 1 Timothy in chapter 1. Verse 5, it says, now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Faith unfeigned. And also back to 2 Timothy chapter 1. In verse 5 there, it says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So we should have a faith unfeigned, a genuine or sincere faith. But continuing on the topic, such as is common to man, salvation is common to man. We get this from the third verse of Jude, Jude verse 3, which says, beloved, when I gave all my diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, the common salvation. Well, when you think about salvation, I think about salvation is in Christ Jesus. Well, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, which says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And also over to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, and we will begin reading in verse 11. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. So, salvation is common to man. Salvation is in Christ. But you can't just be saved. You can't just have salvation. But there are things you must do, things we must do in order to have salvation. I think about the plan of salvation. There's a plan of salvation, which we know consists of, we must hear, Romans 10:17, believe, Mark 16:16, repent of our sins, Luke 13:3, confess your faith, Acts 8:37, and be baptized, Acts 2:38. And live faithfully, and I will give thee a crown of life, which says in Revelation 2:10. But I want to look at one more scripture with you, one more scripture, and this lesson is yours. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. It says, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that what? Obey him, all them that obey him. So I ask the question now, won't you obey him today? We will now stand and be led in the song 115.